Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Antya Lila 6, the meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Raghunath Das Goswami. A summary of this chapter is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as follows in his Amrita Prabaha Bhashya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into transcendental fits of ecstatic love, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami attended to Lord Chaitanya, satisfying Sriman Mahaprabhu just as he desired. Raghunath Das Goswami had been attempting to come to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a long time, and finally, Raghunath left his home and met Lord Chaitanya. When Sriman Mahaprabhu had gone to Shantipur on his way to Vrindavan, Raghunath Das had offered to dedicate his life at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. However, in the meantime, a Muslim official became envious of Hiranyadas, who was the uncle of Raghunath Das. So this Muslim official induced some big official court minister to have Hiranyadas arrested. Thus, Hiranyadas left his home, but by the intelligence of Raghunath Das, the misunderstanding was mitigated. Then Raghunath Das went to Panihati, and following the order of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das observed a festival which is known as Chidadadhi Mahotsava, and he did this by distributing chipped rice mixed with yogurt. The day after the festival, Nityananda Prabhu gave Raghunath Das the blessing that Raghunath would very soon attain shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After this incident, Raghunath Das, with the help of his family priest, whose name was Yadunandanacharya, got out of his house by trickery and thus ran away. Not touching the general path, Raghunath Das Goswami secretly went to Jagannath Puri, and after 12 days, Raghunath arrived in Jagannath Puri at the lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya then entrusted Raghunath Das Goswami to Swarup Damodar Goswami. Therefore, another name for Raghunath Das Goswami is Swarupera Raghu, or the Raghunath of Swarup Damodar. For 5 days, Raghunath Das Goswami took prasadam at the temple of Jagannath. But later, Raghunath would stand at the Singhadwar gate and eat only whatever he could gather by alms. Later, Raghunath lived by taking alms from various chhatras or food distributing centers. When Raghunath Das's father received news of this, he sent some men and money, but Raghunath Das Goswami refused to accept the money. Understanding that Raghunath Das was living by begging from the chhatras, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented Raghunath with Lord Chaitanya's own Gunja Mala and a stone from Govardhan Hill. Thereafter, Raghunath Das Goswami used to eat the rejected food which Raghunath had collected and washed. This renounced life greatly pleased both Swarup Damodar Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, by force, took some of the same food, thus blessing Raghunath Das for his renunciation. Kripa Gunarya Kugrihanda Kupad Udritya Bhangya Raghunatha Dasam Niyasya Swarupe Vidadhe Antar Angam Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Amung Prapadye. with the ropes of his causeless mercy, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu employed a trick in order to deliver Raghunath Das Goswami from the blind well of contemptible family life. Lord Chaitanya made Raghunath Das Goswami one of his personal associates, placing Raghunath under the charge of Swarup Namodar Goswami. I offer my obeisances unto Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Sri Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, Lord Gaurachandra performed various pastimes with his associates at Jagannath Puri in varieties of transcendental pleasure. And although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt pangs of separation from Krishna, Lord Chaitanya did not manifest his feelings externally, for Sriman Mahaprabhu feared the unhappiness of his own devotees. The transformations undergone by Lord Chaitanya when he manifests severe unhappiness due to separation from Krishna cannot be described. For when Sriman Mahaprabhu acutely felt pangs of separation from Krishna, only Sri Ramananda Roy's talks about Krishna and the sweet songs of Swarup Damodar kept Lord Chaitanya alive. Because Lord Chaitanya associated with various devotees during the day, Sriman Mahaprabhu's mind was somewhat diverted. But at night, the pangs of separation from Krishna would increase very rapidly. These two people, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodara Goswami, would stay with Lord Chaitanya to pacify him by reciting various verses about Krishna's pastimes and by singing appropriate songs for Mahaprabhu's satisfaction. Previously, when Lord Krishna was personally present here on earth, Subala, one of Krishna's cowherder boyfriends, would give Krishna happiness whenever Krishna felt separation from Srimati Radharani. So similarly, Ramananda Roy would help give happiness to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And previously, when Srimati Radharani would feel the pangs of separation from Krishna, her constant companion Lalita kept Radha alive by helping her in many ways. So to describe the fortunate position of Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodara Goswami is extremely difficult. They were renowned as intimately confidential friends of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya thus enjoyed his life with his devotees. Now, O devotees of Lord Chaitanya, hear how Raghunath Das Goswami met Sriman Mahaprabhu. When Raghunath Das, during his family life, went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur, Lord Chaitanya gave Raghunath worthy instructions by his causeless mercy. Instead of becoming a so-called renunciant, Raghunath Das, following the instructions of Mahaprabhu, returned home and played exactly like a pounds and shillings man. Inwardly, Raghunath Das was completely renounced, even in family life. But Raghunath did not express his renunciation externally. Instead, Raghunath acted just like an ordinary businessman. And seeing this, Raghunath Das's father and mother were satisfied. recorded November 17, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Yakvaturnama Sheshamandalapati Sraining Sadatu Chavat Bhutvadina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Kaupina Kanthasritau Gopi Bhavari Samritabdi Lahari Kalola Magna Mohu Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yoga Sri Jiva Gopalaka. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, such as Raghunath Das Goswami, who kicked off all association of aristocracy as insignificant, and in order to deliver the poor conditioned souls, the six Goswamis accepted loincloths, treating themselves as mendicants, but they were always merged in the ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love for Krishna, and they would always repeatedly bathe in the waves of that ocean.